What is it about the conversation, the rhetoric about cyber attacks and cyber warfare that's kind of caught your ear lately?
It's really gotten over the top. I mean, everything is warfare or an attack. And in fact, that's not the case. I can see why it's more fun to call it an attack or war. I mean, a headline that says, you know, anonymous launches SQL injection just doesn't have the same sex appeal, right? But it's beginning to get in the way of having a serious discussion about this topic.
You write in a piece that you put on CSIS's website that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com, there are countries that could launch damaging cyber attacks. At least 5 militaries have advanced cyber attack capabilities, and at least another 30 countries intend to acquire them. These high-end opponents have the resources and skills to overcome most defenses. I would think that passage right there would be reason enough for people to be justified when it came to getting pretty excited about the possibilities that we're up against.
Yeah, and I think getting excited about the risks we face is fine. It's just that, just like the Chinese and the Russians have missiles and nuclear weapons and plan how to attack the U.S. with them, that's different from saying they're actually doing it. And where this debate is different is, you know, some people say we're in a cyber war. Some people say there are cyber attacks every day. There aren't. And that's where we need to take a step back and say, potential risk, very great, but actual damage so far, knock on wood, not very much at all.
Is it possible to attach a definition, a reasonable definition that most people can agree on to the terms cyber attack and cyber warfare? Or is that is the nature of where we are and the evolution of the threats too fluid?
It's probably too late, because people have been saying this now for so many years that we'll never blast them into another term. But the recent DOD strategy that came out last week, I think, shows DOD at least has given some thought to this. And what they've said is, you know, under international law and under U.S. law, there's a definition of attack, there's a definition of the use of force, and it really works pretty well in cyberspace. If there's damage, if there's destruction, if there's casualties, then we can call it an attack. And if you physical damage, by the way, and if you don't have those things, it's something else.
You lend kind of a voice of reason to this debate that I appreciate, and I commend your piece called Cyber Attacks, Real or Imagined, and Cyber War, and I mentioned it's linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. You write, perhaps it's best to see the Internet and cyber attack as the latest in a long line of technologies that have changed warfare and provided new military capabilities. I don't mean to take the wind out of the sails of the people who are all are working on this very hard, but reading that line makes me kind of breathe a sigh of relief.
Yeah, eventually any advanced military is going to have some cyber capability. It'll be like airplanes, you know, originally unique and exotic, and after a few years, everybody has them, and that's the path we're on for cyber. But it also means that militaries are going to think about cyber attack the way they think about using any other weapon. It's not like they're going to wake up in a bad mood one morning and say, I'm going to launch a cyber attack because it's different. If we ever get to the point where terrorists have this capabilities, or countries like Iran or North Korea, I think that's a little more worrisome. But right now, yeah, militaries are developing it, but they're not going to just start a war for fun.
Can you understand, though, I guess, where people are coming from? Because you and I both lived through the period of time at least the middle and end of the Cold War, mm-hmm. where for a long period of time, the possibility that the Soviet Union at that time might launch just a random attack for the fun of it was at least seemed real to us, even if we know now in hindsight wasn't a real possibility.
Yeah, and we haven't come to the point where they're making school kids put their heads under their desks in preparation for a cyber attack. So
That's
I guess it's not as bad as it could be. But, you know, cyber is not like a nuclear weapon. A nuclear weapon, we know how bad they were, right, and how bad they are. And you're not going to be able to get the same effect out of a cyber attack. So even though it is frightening, and even though we see damage every day to the U.S. economy through cyber crime and through economic espionage, but it's not that kind of horrific warfare that you had with nuclear weapons.
If we can't attach definitions, can you maybe suggest some rules of thumb, at least, that we could apply when we're reading about things that we can determine, even if somebody else decides they want to call something a cyber attack, that we can try to determine for ourselves what we're really looking at?
Yeah, and I was talking to a reporter who works for a big national newspaper, and the reporter was complaining that their editor didn't want to publish stories on cybersecurity. And I said, why not? And the question the editor always asked was, has anyone died? So that's one question you could ask. Any casualties? The other one, any physical damage? And if you remember the Stuxnet worm, there was real physical damage. So that's an easy rule of thumb. Any casualties? Any physical damage? If the answer is no, you know, call it something else.
All right. Would it be fair then to call something a cyber attack if a significant amount? We'll use Buckshot Yankee as an example.
I think that wouldn't qualify as an attack, right? A tremendous espionage coup, very frightening. If it had happened in a war, we would have been in serious trouble. But is it an attack? You know, is it the use of force? No. And we want to be careful about calling espionage the use of force because, you know, every country engages in espionage, and we don't necessarily want to change the rules in ways that could disadvantage us as well as others.